Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast about intelligent design and evolution.
The premiere of intelligentdesign.org, a new online gateway to ID information. The new website launched today, intelligentdesign.org, provides people searching for information about intelligent design online an easy way to access the leading ID websites. I'm Robert Crowther, Director of Communications for the Center for Science and Culture at Discovery Institute. And today on ID the Future, I'd like to share a little bit with you about this new online resource and why we decided to launch a new website about intelligent design. IntelligentDesign.org is not a Discovery Institute-focused website. Rather, it's a site that highlights the websites owned and operated by a number of pro-ID organizations, scientists, and scholars. Groups such as the Intelligent Design Network, Access Research Network, and ID blogs like PostDarwinist and UncommonDescent.com are all represented at IntelligentDesign.org. One of the main resources at intelligentdesign.org is a list of ID FAQs, frequently asked questions, maintained by different ID organizations. Defining what intelligent design theory is all about is an important function of the site, and we hope that this will counter the many misrepresentations of design theory that can be found online. Unfortunately, people who search for information about intelligent design on the internet right now often find websites that attack the theory and give out false definitions and explanations of what it is. We had a lot of complaints about the misinformation from sites like Wikipedia. And now there's a new website hosted by PBS and Nova in conjunction with their Judgment Day program on the Dover trial, which completely misrepresents what intelligent design theory is. We want to provide a site that leads people to accurate information about what the theory is and what sorts of scientific and scholarly research is being done by design proponents. So intelligentdesign.org highlights some of the most popular pro-ID blogs, with headlines from those blogs being updated on an hourly basis. Blogs listed include Discovery's own, Evolution News and Views, as well as those like PostDarwinist and Uncommon Descent, Telic Thoughts, The ID Update, and this very podcast, ID the Future. The site also provides links to science, education, and policy articles related to a number of intelligent design issues and authored by a wide array of scientists, scholars, and policy experts. There are links on the science pages to a number of key scientific papers explaining the theory from basic, easily understood non-technical pieces all the way to deeper, peer-reviewed scientific papers geared to the science community itself. The site includes a resources page with links to pro-ID blogs, scientists' websites, research organizations, video and multimedia materials, and ID organizations from around the world. One of the nice features of the site is the growing amount of video and audio talking and presenting information about intelligent design, which people are really excited about finding. There's a growing public interest to learn more about intelligent design, and we want people to hear from ID proponents themselves about what the theory is and what they are doing to research and promote it. Our hope is that people will be able to use intelligentdesign.org to quickly find the growing number of institutions and scientists that support intelligent design. Be sure to visit intelligentdesign.org, and if you have questions about the site, you can email us at cscinfo@discovery.org. That's cscinfo@discovery.org. I'm Robert Crowther for ID the Future at the CSC in Seattle. Thanks for listening.
Music on ID the Future comes courtesy of composer Yuri Mamchur. Visit www.yuriproductions.com and check out his latest CD, In the Harbor. This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. Discovery President is Bruce Chapman. ID the Future Managing Editor is Robert Crowther. And the producer is Keith Bennett. ID the Future and ID Science in the News is copyright Discovery Institute 2006. For more information, visit www.discovery.org or www.idthefuture.com.
We'll be right back.